And she broke up with him for the guy who broke her heart and didn't have a job. Summer and I turned petty, more like she can see past it. He looks like he's melting. He looks like the Wicked Witch.
This is so offensive. This is so offensive.
To who?
To me and all of the Connie fans out there.
Hey, you wanted to... you wanted this. It seems like she should have ended up with...
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Binge Rich. So today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite shows.
What?
Yeah.
This made the list?
Yeah.
Of one of your favorite shows?
Yeah. It's on the B list. You know, like there's A-list actors, B-list actors.
So like top 30?
No.
Top 20?
Well, okay. Top 30.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe it's number 30. Phew. Maybe it's number 30. But the show is The Summer I Turned Pretty. And everyone's been talking about it. It's, I love the show.
You sure you want to talk about this? You sure you want to talk about this?
We have differing opinions about this.
Surprise, everyone. We have different opinions about The Summer I Turned Pretty.
To be fair, I had you start watching the show. Was it in the third season?
Oh, yeah. I did jump in at some point without seeing the first part.
Yeah. So you didn't watch season one or season two.
But do I need to? Do you need to? Do you need to watch season one?
Yeah, because you think...
Let us know. Do I need to go back and watch season one?
Yes.
Has anyone else not liked The Summer I Turned Pretty when they started in season two and then gone back and watched season one and then they're like, oh, I like it now? Because if anybody did that, let me know and then I'll go back and watch season one.
Okay, so this show is all about like beach vibes, a super crazy love triangle.
Super crazy.
Super crazy. And all the drama of growing up.
Is this what it was like growing up for you?
Not
that kind of drama?
Not exactly. Kind of, but not
kind
really.
Of?
Yeah. Like I had crushes going when I was beach. Her age and was like, I'm going to marry so-and-so.
What?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah, I thought I was going to marry this kid that I grew up with. That didn't happen. And now I'm married to you.
What was his name?
And I love you.
What was his name?
What was his name? I'm not saying that on the air. All right, I'll tell you after.
All right, well.
Because people that we know might listen to this podcast, and I don't want them to know. But anyway. Okay, so why don't you tell everybody who you think Belly should have ended up with? It's scandalous.
Wait, is this spoilers? Did we say spoiler alert?
Yeah, heavy spoilers.
Heavy spoilers. Did she end up? Okay. Here's the thing we're going to talk about. This is insane because first of all, let's think about this. She broke up with the guy who was committed to her and had a job. This guy was committed to marrying her, asked her to marry him, and had a job. And she broke up with him for the guy who broke her heart and didn't have a job.
Okay.
As things go on here, we find out the other guy, the guy's true colors. And I think it's reasonable to say it seems like she should have ended up with neither of them.
I don't agree.
Because both of them showed their true colors.
What are you talking about?
They were not committed to her. They were just in love of the fantastical idea of marrying the childhood sweetheart that their mom wanted them to end up
with. Those are fighting words
to
me.
They don't really know what love is. And they didn't love her.
But to be fair, do any of us actually know what love is while we're dating the person that we end up marrying? I think you find out what love actually is after you commit long term to them
and which one of them committed to her long term?
Well, Conrad in the end.
But didn't he do that earlier and then break it off?
Actually, I think it's probably more fair to say that Jer committed more to her, but
Mm-hmm. But, and also, he had a job.
But Jared, if you go back and if you rewatch season three, there are a lot of little rude things that Jared says that kind of just go over your head. I didn't notice them at first, but then I realized, like, oh, these are little microaggressions. And
against her?
Yeah, like when she was...
Oh, great. She should have ended up with neither of them.
Like when she went to get their wedding cake and Jer was like, I don't know, he said something rude about the wedding cake. Let me look it up real quick. So I just looked it up on Google and it says, in The Summer I Turned Pretty season three, Jeremiah is considered rude by some viewers for his reaction to the wedding cake budget, specifically when he insisted on a $750 dark chocolate mirror glaze cake after Belly was like, oh, this is really expensive. He gets upset when Belly proposes a cheaper alternative and suggests putting the costly cake on a credit card, which many viewers see as immature and inconsiderate of the couple's financial stress.
Yeah, that was rude. Yeah.
That was so rude.
Yeah.
Also, can you imagine spending $750 on our wedding cake?
No.
On flour, water, eggs.
That's insane.
And sugar.
No. I guess people do that all the time, though.
It's crazy.
People do it all the time.
It's crazy. Okay, so...
So, we've established she should not have ended up with Jer.
In my opinion.
So, give me the reasons why she should have ended up with no job, drop out of working at the hospital, take another job, don't show up for it, old...
Oh my gosh.
Sickly Connie.
He's not sickly.
He looked
that is
sick.
So...
He looked like he was dying in the last season. Like,
no,
I don't know what was going on. Like, his face is peeling. His hair's falling out. Like, he looks terrible.
No,
and then
he
he's
doesn't.
Like, I showed up to Paris and surprised you.
He does not look terrible. That's...
Yes, he looks terrible.
No.
What was the deal? Was he sweating his makeup off? I think it looked like he was sweating. He was probably just sweating his makeup off. Is that what's going on?
I have no idea.
He looked so... Because he's acting a part that's like, oh, I'm so sad. And then also his makeup was sweating off. So he looked miserable.
I think he
is
looked-
that what you... Is that what the ladies want? Babe, babe, I love you so much.
No, here... Listen,
no, I'm not, I don't.
So
eat.
You didn't watch the first. You didn't watch the first two seasons. So let me explain some things, okay? Belly's been in love with him since she was like 10 years old. Okay, so sweet, so romantic.
So she can see past that he looks like he's melting. He looks like the Wicked Witch.
He does not look like the Wicked Witch. This is so offensive. Melting. This is so offensive.
To who?
To me and all of the Connie fans out there.
Hey, you wanted this. You wanted this.
Listen.
She just needed to go be with that Spanish guy.
What was his name? John Johnson. His name was like two of the same names.
I don't know.
Now I'm going to have
to look it
up.
Yeah, what's wrong with that guy? What's wrong with Scooter Boy?
Belly's first boyfriend.
And then Scooter Boy's like, oh, she broke up with me, but I'm still hanging out.
Cam Cameron.
What is the deal?
His name was Cam Cameron.
What's the deal with Belly here? Why are all these men completely obsessed to the point of neglecting their physical needs?
Connie wasn't... He was...
What is the deal? What has she got? What's she got?
In case you didn't notice, she's so adorable.
Adorable. I mean, I don't...
She's so adorable. Come on.
I don't know.
Like, if I woke up looking like her, I'd be like, great, this is a great day.
I would be pissed if I woke up looking like her. Or if you woke up like, I'd be pissed.
Oh my God.
You know why.
No, I actually don't.
I'll tell you later.
Okay. Anyway, So you didn't see the first and second season. Here's the deal. Connie knows his mother has cancer, right? So he is melancholy. He's feeling down. His mother has cancer. He doesn't know if she's going to live. His dad is also a jerk who cheated on her. He has a lot of stuff going on at home. Also, initially, he wasn't really pursuing Belly. But then he found out that she had feelings for him and things were going to work out for them, in my opinion, initially, like when they were about to kiss on the pier. But then Jer came in and shot fireworks at them right as they were going in for a kiss and ruined that whole thing. So everything could have been different, I guess.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. This is a terrible excuse.
What's a terrible excuse?
I've had fireworks shot at me.
Firewalks.
I've had fireworks shot at me. It's not that bad.
What?
Anyways, that's not stopping me from kissing somebody I really want to kiss. So
and
here's
who
my
are you
argument.
Talking about?
He didn't want to kiss.
Who is this someone you're
you,
talking about?
You, babe. Jeez, are you kidding me? Do you think when we started dating, someone shooting fireworks at me would have stopped me from kissing you?
Yeah, initially.
When?
I don't know.
Okay, initially, do you think I would have tried again?
Yeah. Did try again the first time you tried.
Mm-hmm. Did she try again? Or did he try again after that?
I can't remember.
Did Connie try again?
I can't remember.
I'm just saying.
I know that eventually they ended up together. Mm-mm. Okay. Eventually they ended up Mm-mm. together.
I'm saying that's no excuse. Oh, my brother shot fireworks at me when I tried to kiss my girlfriend.
They didn't know it was him.
Oh, someone shot fireworks at me. What am I going to do? Come on.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Just kiss the girl. We all know the song. I'm mad.
What are you mad about?
I'm so mad.
Oh, my God.
That she is even considering it. Wait, what happened? Did she end up with? I'm so mad there's a chance she'll end up with either one. Because then she's also like self-deprecating at the end, like, I'm sorry, things are my fault. It's like nothing was her fault. These boys treated her terribly, both of them, and they need to go away and leave her alone. Because both these boys don't know what real responsibility is. And then,
yeah, probably because their dad is a jerk.
Yeah, exactly. And then,
and he just left his mm-hmm. wife while she...
And they want to waltz in here.
While she was going through cancer treatment,
and
right?
They're like, oh, this is what love is. It's, you know, not trying hard and just ending up with the girl that was there along the whole time.
What we're saying...
She needs to leave them alone.
Okay. Yeah. Let's...
She needs to leave them alone.
Great. Perfect.
No? Mm-hmm. Did I ruin it for you yet?
You haven't ruined anything for me.
You still want to watch it again?
Maybe season 3. Definitely the movie.
Definitely the movie.
They have a movie coming out.
Oh, no. Oh, I hope she breaks up with everybody.
What character's behavior would you actually find relatable in real life?
Nothing. No, it was all set up like a reality TV drama. So, therefore, not reality at all. Except for, okay. I don't know. Who's the other couple?
Oh, Belly's brother and Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved them.
Sam? What's his name?
Steven.
Steve?
Steven. Not Steve.
Steven?
Yeah, his name is Steven.
Really?
Yeah. Did you like Belly's dynamic with Steven better? Or did you like Conrad and Jer's brother dynamic?
What?
So here's the thing about Conrad and Jer's brother dynamic. They loved the same woman. But in the end, Jer was like, he let it go. He was like, I had my chance with her. She doesn't want to be with me. She has the chance to be with you. Don't mess this up, but go after her. And don't waste the opportunity to go after her. And he just like has like no ill will or anything. It's incredible. If that was two sisters, I don't know if they would ever see each other again. I don't know.
Yep, it was pretty bad.
What was bad?
Nothing.
If there was a spinoff from Jeremiah's perspective, would you want to watch it?
Heck no. Only spinoff I want to see. No, I don't want to see any spinoff of the show.
No. Well, I loved the show. I loved that Conrad traveled to Paris to see her.
Okay. He didn't even do that. Like, it was a work trip. And he was like, oh, I happen to be here.
He could have not gone to see her in Paris. He went out of his way to go and find her.
Yeah. And then acted like a weird creepo.
No, he did not.
Who looks like he's melting. That's what happened.
This is not what I think about his character.
What do you think? Do you think he's not melting and that he's a good guy that needs to be given a third or fourth chance?
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Yeah, no. Why does he deserve a third or fourth? Like, the way that Billy acts, talking to him, acting like any of that situation was her fault. Do you think that is a good foundation for any type of relationship? And why should she give him a third or fourth chance?
She should give him the chance that she gave him in Paris, because he came all the way there to see her. He's seeking her out. He's pursuing her. And also, when they first got together, they were kids. They were teenagers. Mm-hmm. Now they're older. You know, they've had some life experience. They've had some time to think. They've had some time apart, and they can't stay away from each other. If you can't, I don't know. I feel like
he's just so passive. He's so passive in everything. Like the whole on the beach telling her that he loves her right before she's going to marry his brother was like, he just fell into that because she was there and like asked him. And then he was like, well, you asked. Like he's just happened to do it. He didn't seek out and say like, this is important enough for me to go out and tell her before she marries my brother that I love her. It was like, I'm mad and sad and I'm going to just blurt this out right before. And like a very insensitive, very passive way. And the other thing is like, he didn't seek her out and say, I'm going to wait a certain amount of time and then I'm going to go see her in Paris. And I'm going to show up and say, hey, I came to see you because I care about you and I want to be with you. He waited and was passive about it and waited until he had a trip that just happened to be nearby, a work trip that happened to be nearby, and then said, okay, I'll just take a train over and I'll show up awkwardly and be like, hey, I'm here. Hey. So do you like me now? Like, it's just so pathetic and passive, and I don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you've got an interesting point. You've got a very interesting point of view. Yeah.
So do you hate the show now?
No. I still think.
All right. So hear me out.
No, I still think Belly and Conrad should be together. I still think they're...
Why? Why should she give him a second chance? A third, fourth chance?
Because sometimes life is messy. Sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we are passive when it comes to relationships. Sometimes we don't follow through on dates that we set up
okay,
with the other person. And it takes another person to say, oh, you messed up.
Okay, wait. But what did he do? And then you try to fix it. What did he do to make up for it? And
he showed up in Paris. Okay, fine. He pursued, like, he didn't have to spend his money to go out and traipse through. He didn't have to go looking for her through the streets of Paris and try to figure out where she is and try to feel her out and see, you know, he didn't have to try to go and see what her feelings were or still were or could be.
All right.
He could have just, honestly, he could have decided, like, hey, I've got this friend that whoever that redheaded girl was. Hey, this girl is here. I can just like try a relationship with her again and see if that would work. But he didn't. He went after Belly because Conrad and Belly are soulmates. They're soulmates.
You got to decide to be soulmates.
That is also a good perspective. So what did you think about Taylor's relationship with her mother and calling her by her first name? Because it never even crossed my mind as something I could even possibly do as my parents' children.
That's fine.
Just be like, hey, Susie. What's up, Susie?
Who's Susie?
I'm just using a fake name. Like, what if I talk to my mom like that?
That's fine. I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
I mean,
I don't do it, but people do it. It's fine.
I feel like that's such a scary thing. Can you imagine if you went to your parents' house, like the next time we see them and you were like, hey, Bob, hey, Shirley. Can you imagine what they would think if you called them?
I don't know. It'd be weird.
It'd be so weird. So weird. Anyway, my take on the show is that you guys should definitely watch it.
Don't watch it.
I loved the show. I love the whole idea of soulmates and like...
It was so weird and awkward.
It was not.
The whole show is so cringy and weird and awkward. And then they just drag it on and on and on. You know it's going to happen at the end. And then it happens at the end. And they take 3 seasons, do everything. Here's the thing. They did do a good job at figuring out how to make more episodes before the thing that you knew inevitably was going to happen.
Yeah.
Anyways, which scene made you laugh the hardest?
Well, I can't think
of one. That's the problem. There's nothing funny about this show. This is serious. Which part made you cry? Tell me about when you cried. Did you cry a lot in the show?
I don't know that I cried.
Oh my gosh.
But I did feel deeply while I watched the show.
What did you deeply feel?
I think, you know, it was a little sad at the end when Conrad was taking a train back to wherever he was going, Brussels or wherever. And he was just there on the train by himself after things didn't work out with Belly. And he was just gonna like ride off into the European sunset on a train without her after trying to get her to, you know, love him again. So that was a little sad. It did make me feel really good when they got back together at the end. And Belly was like, I choose you, Conrad. I don't choose you because your mother said to. I choose you because I said to.
No, it's, yeah, that's weird.
It's not.
It's so weird. It's so weird. It's so weird.
All right. Well, I love the show. I think you guys should watch it. Don't start at season 3. Watch it from the beginning. Also, I'm really excited about the movie coming out, whenever that's going to be. So, you heard it here.
You heard it here first. Summer Hard Turn Pretty's cringe.
It's amazing.
Cringe or binge. And now it's time for cringe or binge. Summer I Turn Pretty. Summer I Turn Petty. More like, I give it a big old cringe.
I give it a binge, for sure.
Binge? I got a cringe.
I give it a binge.
I give it a cringe. Boo.
Anyways.
Yes, I love segments. New segments.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Please like, comment, subscribe, and let us know what we should talk about next. What show we should talk about next. What movie we need to watch. What show we need to watch. We are currently in the process of trying to get through Slow Horses. We love Slow Horses.
We love Slow Horses. Is there a new Slow Horses episode?
There might be, actually.
It's still Tuesday.
The first episode, though, was really shocking.
Shocking.
It was a little bit much, but I still loved it. All right. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.